Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch's sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back, everyone, to Talking It Out with Bachelor Nation. Today, we have an exclusive interview with Bachelor contestant Shanae from Clayton season. Mike, I mean, this is her first interview after the show. I'm excited.
I am excited as well. I'm ready to get into Shanae and get to know her. You know, I'm 100% not going to hold back. I'm going to ask her every question that everybody back home wants to ask her as well. But at the same time, let her have her peace because she is a human being and we deserve to hear the truth from the horse's mouth. And so I think that Shanae will definitely do that today.
Absolutely. And I'm looking forward to, you know, hearing more about her life and her backstory and, you know, see where she comes from. So with that being said, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And with that being said, guys, we feel like this is such a big interview that we're actually going to skip hot takes today. We're just going to jump right into it. So let's bring on Shanae.
Let's do it. Welcome, Shanae. How you doing today?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
I'm blessed. I'm blessed.
Have you?
Good. Yeah, definitely.
Yes,
glad to
thank
have you.
You.
So you're like one of the most talked about women in The Bachelor for a lot of different reasons. And I just want to know, just want to check in with you, you know, just as a human being, how are you doing now that your time on The Bachelor is officially done?
It's been a lot easier, you know, going through the process, like watching myself on TV was really hard, but, you know, getting that break when I got eliminated up to Women Tell All, it was like, wow, this feels good now, you know, not as many hate messages. I'm getting back on, you know, my life, but then, you know, Women Tell All was last night. I didn't think I was going to watch it, but I'm like, I have to, like, let's see what they put together now. So yeah. I'm actually kind of glad I watched it.
And how was it different? Like, obviously you were there, you went through that. We all saw it, you know, it was a lot, you know, you got a lot thrown at you. How was it? Was there any difference between what you experienced live between watching it?
Yeah. What you guys saw, what 2 hours of it was nothing compared to filming for 10 hours. So, I mean, I had the hot seat for what, probably 45 minutes. So maybe I think my screen time was 5 minutes. So 45 minutes of it was hard. I didn't want to be there. Yeah.
You don't want to be there, but well, glad you
I
were there.
I didn't want to be there. Yeah.
Glad you were there. And we'll get into this a bit more, but just firstly, you got shitted on a lot, right? And so glad you were there, but you just said something right there before we get into the interview. You just mentioned, I want to see what they put together now. When you were watching the show back, did you feel that you were edited improperly?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I said some things that were maybe harsh at the time, but in my, you know, when as I was filming, like it was so, my humor is just so carefree and lighthearted, calling them, I don't know if I can say this, but bitches. I didn't mean, like intentionally, I did not mean like, hey, you're a bitch. Like, yes, you are being a bitch. I don't know if are you a bitch, but it was just so in the moment it was fun, it was carefree, but there were things that happened that was like, you're a bitch.
So, wait, you gotta explain that a bit more. Like, you're saying you could call someone a bitch, but you're saying she's not a bitch forever. Is that what you're saying?
Like, depending,
she's
a bitch in that example?
You're acting like a bitch, you're not a bitch is what you're saying.
Yes, exactly. Yes, that's what I'm saying. But depending on what scene it was, right? There were some scenes that like I couldn't cry and I did cry and they got it kind of a little backwards. So I did explain myself at Women Tell All that there was one part that I actually did cry to Clayton. Like, those were not fake tears, but again, no one believed me. So when I tried to explain myself time after time, again, what you saw on TV, I couldn't get a word out. That's how it was in the house. That's how it was at Women Tell All. And I'm like, I don't know what else you want me to say because you guys keep attacking me. You're not listening. So I'm just going to shut up. And that's what I did last night.
Do you feel that after you, since you said you watched the show back, right? Even before Women Tell All, do you kind of see where they're coming from when it's hard for someone to believe you?
Absolutely. I do see, you know, why they feel the way they do, right? But I was just trying to explain myself, you know, from the Elizabeth situation, the Genevieve situation, the Sierra situation, like there was reasons behind it. I do think edits are really real, but again, it was so carefree and lighthearted in the moment. But when, you know, playing it back, I was like, eek, like, ouch, I understand 100%. But I think how they didn't give me the time of day to talk about it, to listen. It was hard. Like I said, it was just hard to explain myself because of what you saw last night. That's what I got for 45 minutes straight yesterday.
And you mentioned earlier that some of the things you said were harsh. What specifically are you talking about? And are those things that you regret saying?
Right. So what? Bitches. I think I said whores. whoops. I think those were the two. I think those were the only cuss words I said, but I do. Like, I'm not saying you're a whore. Like, in the moment, I'm just being funny. I'm just being, you know, I was trying to have fun. I did talk out loud a lot, right? Like, saying you're a bitch, you're a whore. But in the moment, no, I did not mean that. And I am sorry for that.
Well, I'm sure some of the ladies would love to hear that you're sorry for that. And there's so many questions that I have for that, but I want to start from the beginning. So when you pulled up out of the limo, obviously you were looking beautiful, you felt beautiful, but what did you first think of Clayton?
Yeah, when I first stepped out, it was really scary, right? It was terrifying, lights, camera, action, like you're on, you're not stopping, we're not, redoing this line. So I got out, I was like, dang, he's really attractive. He's tall, he has a pretty smile, I like that. But then I fumbled on my words. I honestly don't know if I even said like, hi, I'm Shanae. But I did because they call it that, thank gosh, I think. But he made me feel really comfortable because when I did mess up, he just like held my hands and he was like, hey, it's okay. Like, you're fine. So in that moment, I was like, wow, like he's reassuring, everything's okay. Like, I'll see you inside. But I didn't get to talk to him that actual first night when in the mansion.
That was good to know. You guys seem like y'all had some chemistry going though.
We did. Like, we really did. And I'm really sad that part did not air at all. So that's what, you know, a bummer was to me because yes, I'm this villain, but they're not playing anything of like, you know, funny Shanae, sweet Shanae. Like, they're not showing, you know, me and Clayton's connection. And that's what was hard because like there was something there despite the drama.
Yeah. It seems like all they showed or a lot of what they showed was the drama and then the physical connection with you and Clay. Sure. They definitely showed the physical connection.
Show the physical.
yes. Yeah.
And it's like, obviously they asked Clayton on the tell-all or somebody told Clayton, like, just be upfront and just say that you were, you know, both physically, emotionally, and mentally attracted to Shanae. Like, just come out and say it. And I feel like we all saw that, right? I mean, can you talk a little bit more about, you know, maybe what the fans didn't see on camera?
Yeah, absolutely. So, like, what you guys saw, there was a lot of drama. But behind, you know, after talking to Clayton about what's going on in the house. You know, he asked for openness, vulnerability, and openness. Openness, vulnerability, and honesty. I truly gave him all three. You know, I didn't want to go in to talk about drama the whole time, you know, I spent with him because, you know, time is, you know, limitless. So he's the one that brought it to my attention, right? Shanae, what's going on? So I didn't want to lie to him. I was being 100% honest with him. And then, you know, after I told him about that, we opened up about, you know, myself, him, he sees me. He saw me. He likes me. He likes where this is going. So it was all there, right? Not just, you know, kissing and whatnot, but like the way he looked at me, you know, holding my hand, like I felt it. I really did feel that connection.
So Shanae, I got to come at you right quick. Like, and this is just, you my homie now. So what I've always been taught is to be honest with people, right? In front of their face and never lie behind their back. So we definitely see Clayton was into you.
Without a doubt.
The boy
without
was into you 100%, right? He wanted you. And you say that you weren't lying, but I vividly remember you crying on camera. I don't know how, for who or whatever, you were crying on camera, but then in the ITM, which is in the moment, you literally had like a snarky laugh and you're like, these bitches aren't ready for me or something of that nature, right?
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about. So how can, when you say, you're not lying, but at that moment, what you did in the ITMs and in the moment interview, the shit just changed.
Yeah.
So
that,
was it a lie?
that the cry, the tears were fake, 100% fake.
Okay.
I wanted to apologize to the select few, right? I didn't want to apologize to Genevieve or Sierra. Why don't they owe me an apology after, you know, there's not going to be drama going to Houston, but I'm in my hotel room overhearing they're plotting to send me home, you know, and then the football date comes. I was on the losing team, so I had to go back to the hotel. And I'm like, no, Sierra's definitely going to throw me under the bus. And as you guys saw, I went to interrupt that date. And again, there was a lot more behind that conversation too. After the whole Sierra situation, Clayton told me how she said, you know, you're isolating yourself from the women, you're drama this, drama that. So back to isolating myself, I do regret isolating myself from the women. I wish I got a chance to know them a little bit more. But at the same time, isolation to me from my mental health was to get away from all of that, right? I didn't feel like I had anyone on my side. Being single for 5 to 6 years, living alone, like I love to be alone. I feel comfortable in my own skin. So I didn't need to go out there to talk to anyone. It's not that I didn't want to. I just was like, for my mental health, I need to come back. I need to sleep. I need to eat. I need to rejuvenate. And tomorrow's another day. So
was there like anyone that you considered a friend?
I felt like you and Cassidy maybe had something in the beginning, but I mean, what was
so
that?
So I don't know, like friend. I mean, I do. So I do like
acquaintance
Cassidy.
That you're cool with.
Yeah, acquaintance. Yeah. So Kira, Susie, I believe. I do care for Marlena. I don't know. Like I didn't make friends, as you guys saw. And I'm not saying that's a bad thing, but I didn't go on there to sign up for my next best friend. But I have so much more to offer. There's so much more behind me than this mean girl.
I'm sure you have so much more to offer. I definitely can agree with you there. But with that said, baby, it wasn't 24/7 bad edits. Like, I'm going to be honest. It just wasn't. I've been on the show. Brian's been on the show. It wasn't 24/7 bad edits. Like,
right. But like what I said, I'm trying to explain, like me saying bitches or whatever it was, I didn't intentionally mean that. In the moment, like certain moments, was I mad? Yes. Did I say those things? Yes. Do I regret some of those things? Yes.
So,
but I do...
Sorry, finish that train of thought.
I'm just trying to keep repeating myself of, I am so carefree, lighthearted. Like I wasn't trying to be nasty, and I was, and that's something that watching back, I'm like, I cringe, I really do.
Do you have any regrets about the whole ADHD comments?
Yeah, again, my intentions weren't to throw any kind of mental illness, mental health under the bus, because I do feel for those people. And watching that back and making fun of her, like, poor taste for sure. And that is something that I do regret.
You know, appreciate hearing you saying that. Yeah. And I think that at this point in time where you are, Shanae, and now the platform that you have, one of the cool things about this platform, one of the, you know, cool things about how you came across on camera, because you did come across like a bitch at times, I ain't gonna lie to you, right? And I think that you have such a beautiful opportunity to, everything that you tell us today, to go out and prove, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You have such a beautiful opportunity. So I want, despite what the haters said, because I think a lot of times people at home don't realize you're a human being, you know, and that you have feelings and that you go through things. And I can only imagine the shit storm that you're getting right now. But I want you to say, like, you have a beautiful opportunity to, like, just go out there and exude awesomeness and greatness. So I think that we'll see that. We'll see your words, whatever you say to that, whatever you say to us today, we'll see out via how you live your life.
Right. No, and that's what I want them to see. I mean, I'm not saying social media is like, that's my life, but
yeah,
I want people to go on social media, see my life. I'm funny. Like, I am silly. I'm angry at times. I'm mad. But I share my life on social media, like my friends, myself, my family, what I do for fun. That's me. So I hope, you know, people follow me and really like get to know me more and be like, okay, I can relate to Shanae.
You're funny on the show was harsh.
Yeah, you were. It was harsh. It was entertaining at times, it was definitely harsh. I just feel like as far as you going with Clayton, I feel like you guys had such a great connection. Like, because I had talked on previous podcasts about you, if there was only a way that you could be cordial with the women. You didn't have to be their besties. You didn't have to be fake. Like, if you could just, you know, just go with the flow, you know, and try to be as nice as possible. And then at the same time, build your connection. But I just think you did so much damage in the moment, according to them and, you know, what everybody else saw, that it was just, there was a point of no return, right? Like, eventually it was all going to catch up with you. And I just wished you would have, you know, maybe not said so many things to the ITMs and whatnot that now they saw back and, you know, now they're really upset about, because that's not how you were technically to them, to their face at all times. Do you wish you would have maybe like been a little bit more cordial to the women at the time?
Oh, 100%. You know, like, I didn't go in there to say like, I'm going to take all them down. Like, yes, I'm a competitive person. When I said like, this is a competition, and it was like, you're going for Clayton, like, whatever obstacle you're in or whatever date you're on, you're spending more time with Clayton. Like, I wanted to be that person. But how I handled it, I could have handled it a lot different. And like I said, I wish I did give the girls more opportunity to get to know them and know that every single one of them was not a bitch.
No, definitely so. All of them can be bitches, right? And if all of them are bitches, then, you know, it's a finger pointing back at you. But there was a point in time where I was talking to Brian about you on the pod, right? It was, for a while, it was you and Kanye West. That's all we talked about for a while, it seemed like. And I was like, there's no way that Shanae likes Clayton. There was a point in time where I just said, okay, she's trying to be that bitch. She wants the attention. She's getting it all. Was I wrong in that?
Or you were you wrong. For Clayton? No. So you want to know something funny? So I haven't watched many episodes of The Bachelor. I didn't even know there was a villain, like the name villain or the term villain, 100% honest. So when I got eliminated, my friend, you know, like, they're sending me all these things like, Shanae, you're the villain of the season. Oh my God, what are you doing? And I'm like, what? Like, what do you mean? So I'm like going back at like looking, you know, at past season. I'm like, oh my God. And then I'm like, there's no way. Like, I didn't say anything bad.
Whoops. As you look back, did you feel that you were a villain?
Yes. I mean, yeah.
So you had never watched the show prior to coming on?
No. I have watched the show, but I haven't, like, I think the last season I saw was Matt James, but I wasn't watching the previous ones at all. Yeah. Like, I stopped like years ago because I'm like, yeah, it is what it is. And then here I am signing up and I'm on The Bachelor. But yeah, I did not know that there was such thing as a villain, and I'm the villain.
But, you know, Shanae, we got to talk about this shrimp. Like, what the hell was that all about?
Damn shrimp talk.
Again, that wasn't about, it wasn't just about the shrimp. It wasn't about the damn hot tub. Elizabeth made me shrimp, as you guys, you know, saw. And
Wait, hold on. Time out. Did she make shrimp for you, or did she make shrimp for the rest of the house?
Exactly.
As well?
That's the question.
You took half the shrimp.
She took like eight half the shrimp.
So she made shrimp for the house. Again, there's how many people and 12 pieces of shrimp. I took eight. I'm sorry.
Girl was hungry.
I love shrimp.
Yo, but was you just like in your own world?
Stop. Yeah, I was in my own world. But what you guys didn't see is I did share the 8 pieces of shrimp. I actually shared the shrimp that y'all didn't see.
Well, hey, that's why we got you on the pod to get the salt to you. We're not judging you at all. We just want to hear from the horse's mouth. So we appreciate that. Because at first,
absolutely,
I was like watching. I'm like, we really arguing over some damn shrimp.
Yeah, but again, I didn't know that whole conversation was going to surround shrimp. And, you know, when I returned the favor to make shrimp, I did. I was being nice. Like, does anyone want any? And then I think it just escalated from there. Like, everyone thought I was just trying to, you know, incorporate shrimp of like why Elizabeth's mean or why Elizabeth isn't paying attention to. Like, no, that wasn't it. Like, after the second or third conversation with Clayton on why I had an issue with Elizabeth, you know, she came back and said, I wasn't even in the hot tub. And I'm like, whoa, you were. And it wasn't, like I said, it wasn't about that, but like, okay, like you were, so what are, like, I'm confused. Like,
but I guess why was it such a big deal for Elizabeth to, you know, acknowledge you or whatever? Like, I guess for me and my, if I was in that situation, I'd be like, okay, she's keeping, like, 'cause there was guys on my season that we just didn't talk and I was okay with it. Like, I didn't get in my feelings about, oh, he's not talking to me, I'm upset about it. Like, no, he's doing his thing, I'm doing mine. We don't get along. It is what it is. Like, Do you see that you maybe could have taken that approach, or like, why was it that you were so upset about her neglecting you and whatnot?
No, for sure. Like I wasn't sad about it. Right. I wasn't like, you know, talk to me, pay attention to me. Like, it's not that. It was just like, it was an annoyance of one day she was nice to me. The next day she didn't know me. So the next day it was just back and forth. It was like a game that I'm like, you either like me or you don't like me. And you can tell girls to girls, like whatever, females to females, you know, when a female doesn't like you, or you know, when a female doesn't care for you. And that's what I thought. And, you know, I even brought it to Cassidy's attention, like, Elizabeth is making me feel a type of way. Like, it is what it is. Cassidy presented it to Elizabeth. And then Elizabeth came back around and said, Cassidy never said any of that. And Cassidy's like, girl, like, I told you how Shanae felt about you. So again, it was, I said something, she said, no one told her this. I said something, you didn't say that, Shanae. So it's always a just juggling things back and forth where I'm like, I'm finally done with this. And we moved on. But obviously the whole shrimp thing brought up, and that's when, you know, the whole rose ceremony happened with me and Elizabeth. Like, the final conversation I think Clayton and I had was shrimp. Like, Shanae, what else do you have to say? And I continue to say what I had to say, but.
Clayton looked like a deer in headlights in that conversation. Like, you guys are just going back and forth. Like, how did you feel like looking at that conversation? Because it was ridiculous. Yeah. Let's just be honest.
When I watched it, when I said, well, and the shrimp, like, it was definitely petty. But it wasn't about just the shrimp. It wasn't about the damn hot tub. It was about Elizabeth being fake, two-faced. One way she's this way, the next she's this way.
You got to give me an example of how, because what we saw, obviously,
was they confronted different. You. They confronted you. Know,
what
you.
We saw is the women coming at you, and it seemed like at the shrimp situation, that's where all the drama started. So you're saying it wasn't just about the shrimp, right?
Right.
And it was Elizabeth being two-faced to you, kind of like, what were those things that we didn't get to see?
Yeah. So, night two or day two, there was a group date. Some of us were back home in the mansion, and it was me, NC, and Elizabeth by the pool talking. And again, just like us three are talking, right? Everyone's acknowledging everyone. And, Elizabeth, like, she just, what conversation we had, we're all talking together. She just never could like look at me, talk to me, acknowledge me. And I think that's just, it's weird to me. We're having a 15-minute conversation of how we're feeling, what we're going through, and she's just like staring at NC as we're like, I'm still talking to all of them, and she just, it doesn't acknowledge me at all. Next conversation, she acknowledges me. The next conversation, I'm not there. It was a hit or miss with her, and that's where I was like, what's the deal here? And then, like I said, Cassidy tried to present how I was feeling with her, and she was like, okay, I'll try to fix it. And then I tried to explain to her, and she said, well, Cassidy never told me how you felt. So at that time of, you know, trying to argue with her or trying to like tell her how I felt, it depended, I don't know, like her mood, if she wanted to be a friend, if she did not want to be a friend. There was a group date that, what was it? Was it the red flags date, the first date?
Yeah.
When I pushed her in that jelly, do you guys see that?
Yeah. I guess it was just frustrating to see, because it's like I said, you had a great connection with Clayton, but the way it was shown on TV was, it seemed like you were just completely obsessed with Elizabeth more so than on your relationship with Clayton. And
well,
I don't know, I guess
not true at all, but yeah.
Well, I mean, Brian, we've spoken to multiple contestants from your season, Shanae, on Clayton's season, and because we knew we wanted to talk to you, and a lot of the women said the same thing. And so that's where my confusion is, because if, you know, in our prior episodes with some of your, I don't want to say classmates, but contestants on the show, they pretty much all said you was a little bitch at times, right? And so
I mean, that's I can own that at times. Okay. But
at times, fair.
Are they
fair?
Yeah, at times. But were they bitches at times?
I appreciate that. I appreciate that, because no one's perfect all the time. So I definitely appreciate that. But you mentioned the red flags date. So let's go back a little bit. You went on three group dates, right? Got a lot of screen time. which one was your favorite group date and why?
Gosh. They were fun, but not fun, to be honest. Football date. I love football. And there was my competitiveness that came out. And I think y'all saw that. I got interception and tried to take down the girls, and it just was not working. But yeah. That was my favorite date, actually.
Were there like personal vendettas there? Like, were you taking out your frustrations on some of the women? Because they seem to be taking out their frustrations on you.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure. But no, I think I was like the biggest one. So I had Marlena, and holy hell, Marlena. She, I mean, that Olympian, she's very, very strong. I was not stopping her. I didn't. But no, like I was tackling her, and I really had no beef with her at all.
Yeah, when we had Marlena on, she, it seemed like, and Brian, correct me if I'm wrong, what Marlena was coming from was basically taking no sides, but more so of,
She was being neutral.
Yeah, she was being neutral and trying to check in.
Yeah, she was. No, she really was. And I appreciated that. And at Women Tell All, you know, I did apologize to her because I didn't have any beef with her. I never did. She never picked a side, as she said. Yeah. And she always came in to check on me. So I do really appreciate that. And I do like Marlena. Even, you know, poor taste, whatever she said, the herpes comment, like that didn't get to me. Like, she's competing, right? We were all competing in our own way.
It was a roast. Yeah, it was a roast.
It was a roast.
I mean, speaking of besides Marlena, is there anybody else that you talk to right now, like as far as the cast is concerned?
Yeah, so Kiara, Cassidy, Sarah reached out to me just saying, you know, like no beef, like let's move on.
Yeah.
That's all. Yeah. Gotcha.
Shanae, I want to get to know you and dive deep into you a little bit. So switching gears, you know, we're really excited to have you here today. Brian and I both love hearing from the, you know, the horse's mouth, the real Shanae, and not just what we saw on TV. Bachelor side, what would you say are like three things that make up who Shanae is? What are three adjectives that describe you?
Competitive, funny. This is hard.
I got hard
one
questions.
One more, guys. One more. Strong.
Strong, competitive, and funny.
Speaking of strong, there was a post that came out that I believe it was your dad sent you a text about how strong you were based on what he saw in the Women Tell All, I presume.
Yeah.
What's that like? What's your relationship like with your dad?
My dad's like my best friend.
Take your time.
Like throughout this whole like journey, he like honestly was like the only one that like understood me, you know, sees all the layers that I have. In his words, he was just like, I'm just sad that like no one got to see how special you are. So I don't know. He was just, he's like number one dad and he's always like there for me. So
that's beautiful.
When I read that, I was like, yeah, it meant a lot.
That's beautiful. I'm glad you have him in your life.
Yeah.
Definitely. So shout out to dad right there.
Shout out to dad. Best dad.
Yeah. Always there for you.
Always.
No matter what.
Yeah.
On when you were sent home, you had pinned a post and you were talking about your dad. So like, what is that relationship like for you?
Yeah. So growing up, you know, my parents didn't get along a lot, you know, fighting all the time. We didn't see like a good relationship with them. But I, you know, still kind of did my own thing, but, as they divorced and, you know, moving to Columbus, having my own time, you know, seeing both sides of every story. It's sad to, you know, what my mom went through, what my dad went through, but me and my dad had always had a better connection. You know, he's always listened to me, right? You can talk to someone, like, are they really listening to you? He's always, you know, I felt that, I see that, checking in on me 24/7. Like, I'm like, dad, like, I'm fine. Like, you don't need to call me again. He's just, you know, and he wants the best for me. He's so supportive and just the best dad. He really is. So I just wish, again, I wish people got to see this. I wish people got to see more of me.
Absolutely. And what did your parents think of you going on the show? Like, how did they react to seeing you on TV?
My mom, I think, took it the worst. Oh no, dad, I think, took it the worst too. They both, it was hard for them because, again,
they know all of you.
They know who I, they know all of me. So yeah, they know like a little bit of that is Shanae on there, right? But then some of it's like, what happened? Like what was going on? But I told them like, it's hard to explain yourself in the moment. It's hard to explain how, you know, each date, each day, each hour, like there was so much to try to explain. I think that's what got to me of being exhausted, right? Trying to explain yourself is really hard. So I told them, I was like, please stop asking me questions. Just like, you know who I am deep down, like keep continuing to see that. And yeah.
And I think that's one of the hardest things that, you know, all the stuff that's coming your way as far as the hate and whatnot, you know, you take that in, you know, obviously it sucks, but it sucks even more when your family and friends are affected by it. Like how have they reacted to that?
Not so much as my parents. I think there, I mean, there's been like a couple of friends that have, you know, that was like, Shanae, like, why would you do that? And again, I try to explain to them like, hey, I appreciate you reaching out, but please, like, if you're not going to say anything nice or positive, I don't want to see it or read it. I told a couple people that, a couple other people, they just, they know who I am, right? They know me deep down. They know me as a real person, real human, that we all make mistakes, but what you see on TV of, you know, 2 hours every Monday, that's not who I am. That doesn't define me as a person.
You know, so I hear a lot of people say that. I've said that myself, like, let's say a cumulative hours of 10 hours, let's say, for example, doesn't define the entirety of a human being.
And
I will say that you've been, you know, apologetic, and I'll say that you, you know, have taken your L's, but then at the same time defended yourself. So I think it's beautiful. And you just mentioned something when you were speaking about your father. You said he's always been able to listen to you, and you know, and you could tell when someone's listening to you. And that's Brian and I definitely, I feel, do that. You mentioned Columbus, so I wanted to go back a little bit and ask you, how was your upbringing, Shanae? How was Ohio? How was that growing up?
I love Ohio. I love, you know, Sycamore, Ohio is where I'm from. 840 people, very tiny, tiny town. Wow. So everyone knows everyone, right? So
everybody know you now.
Everyone knows me. No, it was great. Like I said, I had so many friends. I still have so many friends. I was athletic. I played basketball. I ran track. I was so competitive. You know, whether that's a board game to, you know, state track meet, I am competitive in every manner it comes. But I, getting into kind of childhood. So I went to, Mohawk my whole life, eighth grade. My parents were like, Shanae, we want you,
what is
you
Mohawk?
Know, on a better Mohawk. It's in Sycamore. It's my high school.
Okay.
They wanted me to, more, you know, academics and sports. They're like, let's go to Upper Sandusky. So I was like 10 minutes from my hometown. And so I left my friends, but I knew, you know, I live in Sycamore. I will always see my friends after school, but academics and sports, that's where it was at the time. So I transferred to Upper and it was great. Right. Still single freshman, sophomore year, junior year comes and I met this guy and, I thought I loved him. I'm so in love, but, it wasn't the case. It was a terrible relationship.
She put the air quotes on. Yeah.
He didn't trust me at Upper anymore, so I moved back to Mohawk. It was my junior year at Mohawk. He was a senior. He graduated. I became a senior. He didn't trust me at Mohawk, so I dropped out of school, actually. Mm. And I finished online through ECOT, Electronic Classrooms of Tomorrow, so I graduated online. So with relationships growing up, trust, love, that's something that's been
when you say he hard. Didn't trust you, like, can you get into that a little bit? Like, what was the reason?
The thing is, like, I think it was an insecure, jealous boy, right? I had many friends. I was always happy, laughing in sports, just doing me, having fun, enjoying life. I don't think he liked that. I don't think he liked seeing me happy.
Brian, she was a cute, popular girl.
I mean,
definitely
sounds like insecurity on his part.
Yeah, I really was. I mean, you know, teachers came at me saying, Shanae, like, don't you see this? Like, he's not good for you. And I'm like, oh, he loves me. He loves me. But yeah, so after dropping out of school and graduating online, I think that was very hard for me because I'm not that person, right? I just think I'm naive and I'm silly, and I'm still learning that, you know, today as I, you know, I'm 29, I'm gonna be 30. I'm still learning, I'm still growing. But to find my person, it'd just be like so good to, you know, find someone to match my energy, find someone to relate to me and be happy for me, like grow with me. Don't put me down. And I think, and I've had three relationships, long relationships. My second relationship was just, he was really young. Great relationship, right? But we're like 20 years old. And then my third relationship, narcissist, liar, all about himself, never about me. So yeah, it's been a ride.
So what did you take from these relationships onto the show? Like what were you looking for, like after going through all those experiences with those three relationships?
I mean, I was just looking for someone that understood me, that, you know, loves me for me, that doesn't want me to change, that matches my energy, that wants to see me go places. And it's either, you know, you're with me, you're not with me, but celebrate me, right? If you're not for it, just,
absolutely.
Yeah, if you're not for it, just like, just celebrate me. I haven't had that, and I really want that.
I've never heard that before, but I really love that. Celebrate me.
Yeah.
That's how it should be, right, Mike?
That's,
I mean,
that's how it
both,
is.
Both
that's
parties should be celebrating each other and uplifting each other. I mean, that's the only way it should be.
I'm definitely still in that one. Celebrate me, baby.
Celebrate me, baby.
Yeah, I like that a lot.
So it's been tough.
So when was that third relationship? How old were you? Because you're 29 now. You mentioned almost 30.
I'm losing track of my single years. I believe it was 6 years ago, like here in June or something. But yeah, 6 years ago.
So you've been just doing your thing solo dolo for the last 6 years?
And I love it. I think it's kind of terrifying, though. My mom says that all the time, because I think I'm so stuck in my ways of being single and stubborn. It's my way or no way, that I'm like, I don't open doors to a lot of people, right? I don't trust people. I'm fine with coming home after work and just sitting down, drinking wine and watching a movie. I don't care to go out. I'm not a big partier. So, but mom's like, how are you going to meet people? I'm like, hey, The Bachelor. Here I am.
There you go. So will you, if they call you, will you go in paradise?
We'll see.
I mean, how can you not have Shanae on Paradise?
I mean, I know, right?
We talked about the biggest storyline ever.
No. Yeah. If they call me, I mean, it's something to think about for sure. Like I said, I think watching back of, you know, watching me on TV is hard. I don't care if I was Miss America to this villain. I'm not used to that. I'm not used to this publicity. It is hard, but I want people to see like what you guys are seeing now and really understanding me as a person.
No, I'm glad that you came on. Brian and I both were excited to have you. With that, I was just talking, this is just kind of a sidebar. I was talking to a friend the other day. He was asking me about, should he go on TV? And one of the things that I brought up to him is that you got to be able to handle the criticism that you get, whether good or bad. I've received some myself. You definitely have received.
We all have.
You're going through it right now. And so despite the shit that I've said in regards to you, despite the shit that Brian said, or the millions of people that have said anything, know that you definitely got somebody to lean on. You know, you definitely got a shoulder. You can hit us up, call us, whatever the case may be.
Absolutely.
And I mean that from the bottom of my heart, because mental health is something that I take extremely serious. Extremely serious. But again, this is about you, Shanae. So like,
I know.
You know, you're 29, you live out in Ohio, you just got off the Bachelor. What do you do for a living? Like, who is Shanae?
I'm a recruiter at a brokerage firm. I've been there for 7 years. So I actually graduated hair school back in like 2012. I thought that was my career path. But coming to Columbus, a bigger city, from Sycamore, it felt like New York. It was huge. I started out at a blowout bar and, you know, working with some females. I didn't have the confidence at 22. I was like, this is scary. Like, they don't like me. So I quit. I was like, I'm done. I don't want to do this. My mom's like, Shanae, like, you need to find yourself. You need to figure yourself out. So I got an apartment with a friend, and then, you know, put my resume in, and I've been there ever since. So it's been, you know, I've gained like my, you know, some more of my friends there, to just confidence, leadership skills, success. I'm really passionate in what I do. So I really enjoy what I do.
And is that the end goal? Like, what aspirations do you have? Like, if we could see Shanae in 5 years, like, what would be your goal?
5 years. I don't know. I feel like every day is always kind of switching on me. Each year is, I can't believe, you know, like I never thought I would be here in a million years. I never thought they would pick me to be a contestant on The Bachelor. So right now I want to focus on continuing to grow as a person, be the best version of me and really live life to the fullest. So I can't answer that fully right now.
I love that. You live in, I always tell people that today is a gift. That's why they call it the present. And so continue to live in the present moment. I like that you said
sounds like
that
a right gem, now. Mike.
Oh, that's my gym of the day. Did I just drop a gym early?
I think you did.
I dropped a gym early. So I didn't even try to. I'm just going off of Shanae right now. But back to your relationships that you're in. You said, you know, three serious relationships, I guess you would say.
Yeah.
What has been the biggest piece of it that you would take from it, so that you would want to bring into your next relationship?
Yeah. There's a lot. I mean, from a negative to a positive, like when you know, like in your gut that like, that's not your person, or you shouldn't be, what you do to make you happy getting torn down by your person, like, don't listen to that. Don't think that's happiness. Don't think that's love. Like, do what you love. Like, don't stoop to someone's level. Like, don't think them telling you don't do that or you shouldn't do that because it's good for you. Like, you know what's good for you, right? Like, you know in your heart, like, what you want to do as a person. You know you're a great person. I don't know if I'm even making sense of this. I don't know how I'm trying to say this.
Take like, a shot. Take a shot.
Like, it seems like that relationship was bringing you down. Like, essentially, don't let anybody bring you down or make you lose your spark.
Yeah, like don't let anyone lose your, like, don't let them lose your spark. I mean, everyone's young and dumb, right? Everyone makes bad decisions, poor decisions. But I think everyone needs to be single, like, for a couple years to really find who they are and what they like and what they enjoy about themselves. Because once you find that, you can, you know, finding your person shouldn't be hard because you know what you're going to accept and not accept. And I think I'm there, but it's just, where's my person?
I'm pretty sure they're going to be on Bachelor in Paradise. We'll see what happens. But I got to get back into it, right? Got to get back into the show. Definitely love speaking to you and getting to know you as an individual, because that's, yeah, who you want, right? That's what we desire, is who you are. But on Women Tell All, right? You said that you didn't want to apologize, but do you have anything to say to the other women that you're not being interrupted right now? The floor is yours. Yeah. Do you have anything to say to the other women?
Yeah. Like I said, I wish I did give, you know, those individuals a chance and didn't judge them so fast, right? We're all human, we make mistakes, but I am sorry for some of the actions, right? I am sorry that I caused so much drama. I'm sorry that, you know, like, a foul language, and I really do mean it. Like, I'm so carefree and lighthearted. It wasn't intentional and it came across like that. And I am sorry.
Well, I feel that we, like I said, when your actions speak louder than your words. And so I can't wait to watch you flourish.
Yeah.
Definitely so.
I like this, Shanae. I feel like, you know, you weren't so apologetic or regretful on the Women Tell All, but, you know, I think you've, you know, you've come to realize you've come full circle. And, you know, I appreciate the vulnerability and the honesty you're showing.
I definitely so.
Thank you.
Shanae, before we let you go, I have to ask, right? I've seen this online and you kind of got bullied a little bit, right? When some of the ladies were at the club, there was like, and I don't think the ladies did this. I think that this was just like, I think it was some other guy that—
Or the club, actually.
It was a club that did it, right?
Yeah.
So it wasn't like the girls that did it, but, you know, it said—
They weren't mad at it, I'm sure, but—
I'm sorry, I don't know what noise was. Yeah, what did it say?
F. Shanae, yes.
F. Shanae. Like, how did that make you feel?
I was like, really? Like, I was like, damn, like, they hate me. Yes. Did I deserve it? Maybe, but I think kind of that was like a big step. I mean, Genevieve filmed it. I don't think she should have filmed it and put it all over social media. She did apologize, but not I don't know. I had no words. I was like, yeah, that was hard to see. Cause again, I keep seeing, I'm seeing so much still, and you think, you know, they're coming at me like I'm this terrible person, but you're kind of doing the same thing. So two wrongs don't make a right.
Yeah. Two wrongs don't make a right. That's facts right there.
Yeah.
Now, I could have sworn I saw a tweet by Mike Fleiss, potentially you as the Bachelorette.
Hey.
What would that season look like? Like, I just want, like, give me some insight or like a preview of what a Shanae Bachelorette season would look like. Because, I mean, there might be some people with pitchforks out there, but I think you'd be great TV. I don't know. What do you say?
I don't know. I think America would hopefully see the real Shanae. I mean, more layers of Shanae, the vulnerability, the sweetie, the carefree, like all of this right now. But again, I don't know. I don't, depending on who's the guys, like, what am I going to have to go do that? Like, I had to kind of be forced into. I don't know.
So it's definitely, what I'm hearing is you're not opposed to it at all. So you're not opposed to it.
I'm not opposed to it, but it is, I think, I honestly seeing Clayton on, you know, I was, you know, live watching him get attacked by the ladies, and that I felt for him. I really felt for him. Yeah, whatever he had to say about me, you know, he would have eliminated me if he would have saw what everyone else saw. Yeah. But I think it was sad because everyone is human, and he was making the best choices, you know, to his best abilities. So give him credit for that. Don't like come at him and keep attacking him. But being a lead, it has to be the hardest thing ever. And to be honest, I don't know if I could see myself as that. You know, watching him go through that was really hard.
No, definitely. We've spoken to Clayton a few times, spoke to him a few times offline as well. So I can't imagine being a lead.
Yeah.
I know that
it's not easy.
Shit on a lot.
Yeah. Yeah.
But Shanae, there is so much that I could say, but I'll simply leave it at, I cannot wait to watch you flourish, you know, go on a beach. And talking about that, because we know we're going to get you on a beach. Who is it that you're looking for? Who do you want to see on the beach?
We already mentioned Andrew and Greg. So, like, who else would you want to get to know a little bit better?
I honestly think there's just one guy, like, that comes to mind. Spencer.
Katie season?
Spencer with the blue eyes?
Wait, whose season
is it? Robertson?
I think that's...
Was he Tayshia's
season, yes.
Spencer.
I think he got the first impression rose.
I don't know anything about it. I don't know. He's pretty cute.
So would
you take a different approach going on to the beach if you do go on?
100%.
What approach would that be?
More just funny, go lucky, like sensitive Shanae. I am very sensitive, believe it or not.
I do believe it.
I'm very sensitive, but just going in there as if, you know, like what you guys are seeing and hearing, that's what I want. I want everyone to see that. Like, there's just so much more to me that hopefully I don't say things out loud and camera catches me. I do think I say things out loud, and sometimes, again, I don't mean them. It just, whoops. But I hope, you know, I just go in there, you know, just trying to actually build a connection. And I hope I do. I hope my person's there. We'll see.
Well, Spencer's there. I'm definitely going to be watching. You going to, because we know that, you know, the physical connection is going to be there. So can't wait to watch that happen.
For sure. Yeah.
Shanae, on our pod, on Talking It Out, we always ask our guests to drop a gem. So what you got for us today? After this season and your time in life, what would be something that you would tell, like, someone watching you that's about to go on right now, that's about to go on the show? What would you give them for advice? What gem would you give them?
Honestly, be you. Like, don't let a camera or someone stop you from you being you. Like, say it. Like, maybe don't say it to how, like, the extent of what I said, but just really be you. Like,
have a filter.
Want to know.
have a little bit of a filter.
Please. No, just honestly, be you. People are really going to fall in love with you at the end of the day, not some fake person.
I definitely so. And it makes life so much easier when you be you, because if you're not being yourself and you're being fake, it's that shit's hard to like continue to present as, right? Versus when you're yourself.
Yeah.
Hey, it is what it is. It's what you're going to get every single day. Like it or love it.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And I hope, you know, if and when you do go to paradise, because I mean, I think it's a no-brainer. You know, I think it could be the biggest redemption story in the history of Bachelor Nation history. Because I mean, from where you're at now, you know, being the quote unquote villain, I mean, you may find your love story. I mean, there's been people that have done it, right? Our guy Thomas was a huge villain. Yeah. And I mean, that guy is the sweetest guy and such a great guy. And he's super happy with Becca. And, you know, that could happen to you. So, you know, I wish you the best. And hopefully you learn from everything that you went through, and it makes you a better person at the end of the day.
No, absolutely. I'm excited to see what's in store for me. And I'm excited that, you know, I hope people continue to watch me and watch that I am more than what they saw on TV.
Definitely so.
Amen.
And, this just came with my heart. Shanae, you know, I was thinking when we talk to you next after you come from paradise, because we know you're going to go on paradise, right? It'll be awesome to talk to you with your person sitting next to you. But whether you have a person next to you or not, know that you are amazingly made just as a human being yourself.
Thank you so much. That means a lot.
Definitely so. Well, we appreciate having you on today.
Appreciate you, Shanae.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right. Definitely take care.
So. Yeah. Bye, guys.
Brian, I think that I think we were kind of easy on it. I ain't gonna lie.
I think we were kind of easy on it.
Yeah.
But I mean, but what's the, you're right. People might be out there and complain like, oh, you should have gone in on her and this and that, drag her. But it's like, did you not see last night?
Did you not see last night?
I mean, I think certain comments that the women made last night took it a little too far.
Definitely so.
And
they were booing her at some point.
We're not condoning anything or a lot of the things that she did on the season. You know what I mean?
Correct.
They were regrettable, and she admitted it. Luckily, she came on and said just that. But at the end of the day, you know, everybody deserves love, and I hope she, you know, finds it on Paradise, hopefully. And she learns from the situation, becomes a better person, like I told her. So
I think that she will learn from the situations. And what I meant by, like, I felt that we were kind of easy on her, or felt that I was easy on her, was that, you don't, there's a difference between like belittling and bullying someone and trying to be honest, transparent, speak your feelings and like understand that person. Like she said that her dad, she could feel, you could feel when someone's listening to you, right?
Yeah.
And she was being apologetic. She admitted her faults, you know, at the same time, she was being true to herself. So I felt that that was beautiful of Shanae to do.
And I thought we gave her the space. I mean, you know, for us to go in on her even more, you know what I mean? Like she even did on the show, she closed off, she isolated herself. So
correct.
I think this was more of an opportunity for us to get to know the real her and give her the space and the comfort for her to actually tell her truth.
Definitely. So, I mean, that's what we do on Talking It Out.
That's what we do, baby.
So I'm definitely glad we had her. But I want to hear your gem, bro. Drop that gem.
It's simple, man. Just, I don't know who needs to hear this, wherever you're at in life. Like, don't worry if you're not where you want to be. You know, great things take time. And just be patient. Keep grinding. Keep doing your thing. And good things will come.
Definitely good things will come. I always say, in order to get over it, you got to go through it.
Yeah.
You actually got to go through it. So that's to add on
something
to
Steve Harvey, I said. Something Steve Harvey said, if you're going through hell, keep going.
Keep going.
Right?
Just
keep going.
Keep going. You got to keep going. I guess my gym today will be what I already said.
I mean, you already said it, but that was like perfect for this episode.
You know, which is just, it truly is a gift, man. Not everyone is blessed to continue to live life. And I mean that from the bottom of my heart. So make sure that, you know, today is truly a present. Unwrap it. Love that present. Cherish that present that you have to live.
Amen, bro. Amen. And guys, we hope you enjoyed this episode, and we just want to thank all of you for tuning in, and we love y'all. Guys, I don't know if you heard this, but we're actually casting for The Bachelor and The Bachelorette, so go ahead and register at www.bachelornation.com/apply. That's www. bachelornation.com/apply. And you never know, you could find love. It happened to me. So try out.
And why are you going to say that? I ain't found my love yet, bro.
Hey,
I didn't find love on the show. You know, man.
Could we see you on Paradise? I mean,
no, I'm good. But family,
never,
you know,
say never. Never say never.
Never say never. That is true. I might just show up, you know. But family, you know, we love to hear your messages, your stories, write into us, your insights, your thoughts. Tell us how you feel. We do read it. So when y'all tell us bad about ourselves, we read it and we try to get better. You can find us on Instagram at Talking It Out, BN, that's Talking It Out, B as in Bachelor, N as in Nation on IG. And listen to us on Odyssey. Listen to us on Apple Podcasts or wherever you're listening right now. And baby, don't DM me no more until you hit that subscribe. Love y'all.